Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. It's Nicola Beer and I'm going to be talking to you about how to deal with difficult in-laws. In-laws come up time and time again in the marriage work that I do and also in helping people to break the cycle of getting hurt. What do I mean by that? Well, most of my programs are around winning back your husband or wife after they have told you they don't love you anymore, after they've started separation. And I work one-on-one with someone over a couple of months to really hone in the skills and take the right actions to win back their spouse. And often when they're doing this, the in-laws come in, whether it's a mother or a father or a sibling that's interfering with the reintegration of the relationship, that's getting in the way, that's saying negative things about you, and that can be really, really frustrating. In-laws also come up when I'm working with the couple together to save their relationship, where one of them says, he won't stand up for me against his mum. Or the husband may say, her sister is always around the house. We can't breathe. And I've said something and nothing's changing. So it doesn't matter what stage of the relationship is in, whether you've got a great relationship right now or whether it's a little bit strained. If in-laws are in the way, then it's difficult to know how to deal with them. And so what I really do when I work with someone is look at their behavior and then address how to change their behavior by your actions. And by their behavior, I mean the in-laws. Because in-laws are an essential part of your spouse's life. And this makes them a crucial part of your life. Difficult in-laws rarely get better over time. That's something I've definitely noticed. Addressing the issues before they come big is essential in most cases. Waiting things to change on their own is a recipe for disaster. Because if you think about it, all time does is pass. Time really doesn't do anything. I love the saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. It's so true when saving a marriage, stopping divorce, and dealing with difficult in-laws. If you want to change, you need to take action to change things. By waiting, you may cause further damage to your relationship with that person and then also to your marriage. There is no denying that meddling in-laws adds considerable stress to a partnership. To protect and keep your relationship healthy, sometimes boundaries need to be set with in-laws. Whatever the issues, you've got to find a way to fix them or at least cope and survive the holidays and the time you spend together. Creating family harmony is worth the effort. It feels good to be loved and supported, and lonely and frustrated when we're not supported. So how do you handle in-laws? Let's look at the common challenges first. So there are different types of in-laws that are difficult. There are in-laws that put you down. There are some that stop you having space, and they're coming all over your property all the time, or they're helping themselves to things, or they're treating things like it's their own and they're just taking over. Sometimes in-laws will criticize the way that you parent. They will perhaps prevent you from doing certain things by putting a negative spin on it. They may say negative things about you in front of your children. They may want money. They may attack you or attack your family. They may want to have a say in all of your important decisions. They may not believe that you are worthy of their son or daughter, if we're talking about the in-laws, and that may be very difficult and challenging to deal with, especially the longer you've been together. So let's look at how we can turn this around. The first is compassionate understanding and communication. Compassionate understanding and communication is a fundamental place to start when it comes to dealing with difficult or toxic in-laws. The golden rule is never to put your spouse in a position where he or she has to decide between you and a relative, especially a parent or sibling. You're putting your spouse in an impossible situation if you do so. Instead, try to understand their bond. Also try to look at what is going on in their life. And try and make a point of supporting your spouse to have a good relationship with them so that the family feel less threatened. Encouraging them to have a relationship with that person is going to lessen often the attack that you may be receiving. And always remember that we cannot choose our family. So if your spouse-in-laws are rude and always have to be right or they're controlling, they can't control that. It's really difficult. In fact, it's impossible to control someone else's behaviour. And so whilst they may be able to influence their behaviour, it's not their fault if their in-law is being horrible to you. The key is staying calm, listening to each other's point of view and finding a way forward. Efficiently dealing with the issues together is going to be best for the marriage, although it's not always possible. Talking about problems with no offer of solutions is pointless. As you've probably heard from the rest of my podcast shows, I do not believe that sitting down and talking things over and over and over, if you have no suggestions for change, or if you don't outline some actions to bring you moving forward, then really all you're doing is bringing up the negative. Okay, sometimes people say they just want to be heard, but is this a benefit to the relationship? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. So when you sit down to talk with your spouse, make sure you have some ideas on how to handle the issue. So one of the men that I was working with, he felt that his mother-in-law was always around their house and he didn't like it, you know. She was there in the morning before he left for work. He couldn't do anything for his children because she was doing everything for the children. And she was always there when he got home from work. And he felt he couldn't have a proper relationship with his wife. And he couldn't even be a proper parent to his children because there was no time, there was no space, there was no family time. And so this was really getting on his nerves. And he'd mentioned it and talked about it and said about it. And he was moody and grumpy, but obviously that's just going to create a more hostile environment. So he came to the discussion with her after we had a strategy session on it with different ideas, saying, can we have, you know, set days where it's just family time? Can we see your mother outside of our home? Can we set some boundaries for us as a couple? Can we say to your mum that she's really important, treat her, and tell her that on certain times she's welcome and at other times we need our space. And so really it's having different ideas, different solutions. And he then said to his wife, why don't we treat your mum to do an activity that she's always wanted to do? And they had a brainstorm about what she might like to do. And they ended up paying for her to do two different courses. So she ended up learning a new language. Well, she always already had Spanish, but she became better at it. She enrolled in a Spanish course and flower arranging. And she loved that. She really enjoyed it. And they did it in a way where the mother-in-law felt good because she felt valued. So it's really important to think of solutions. What are the solutions that you can offer? And make sure that you position the conversation as something that you want to change for the good of everyone rather than as an attack. So that's the first one. Empathy, compassionate communication. The second is communicate directly. As tempting as it may be, it's really not healthy for you or for the relationship to nag your spouse about his or her in-laws. This will not help your marriage, as it will cause a wedge between you often. Obviously, they're going to love their family, and more often than not, family defensiveness kicks in, where regardless of what's happened, they're going to defend their family. Even to you and to everyone else, it seems obvious who is at fault. No one wants to hear that their family are difficult, strange, or causing problems. Their justifications for their in-laws' actions may be hurtful. So why bother to open up your marriage to this? The key here is ideally not to involve your spouse in your problems wherever possible, only if it gets to a really critical level. So wherever you can, really try and address it with them. Speak to them if you can, because you often get far more better results and far more respect if you resolve it directly. And if you're struggling on what to say and how to turn them around, then consider getting some relationship support or speaking to a friend that's going to offer some good advice when it comes to how to get someone to change. Because as I've shown in my many programs, if you can get your husband or wife to change towards you by the actions you take, you can also get your in-laws to change towards you by the actions you take. It's about the love that you put out, the energy that you put out, and the actions, as well as how to just let things go. Sometimes I work with people just to let go of the anger, let go of the resentment, so it doesn't bother them. So they become indifferent if they're being nagged at or criticized about. So we've talked about compassionate communication. We've talked about communicating directly. The next thing really is to take time out. It is necessary sometimes to set boundaries and to hit the pause button and look after yourself and any children's interests, if the children are also being affected. So you can do this by letting them know in advance about boundaries and consequences. They'll be making a choice, not you, for what happens next. Time out works best. Sometimes people just need to love from a distance and create some space. I had a lady who was always being put down by her mother-in-law and always being criticized for the way she was cooking, what she was doing in the home, and it just made her feel so angry and so het up. And so she decided that she was going to have a bit more space and she was going to go out when the mother-in-law came round a few times. And she worked on herself so that she no longer was bothered. She built her self-confidence and this really helped her. The key in all of this is focusing on what you can control. And it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done to focus on what we can control. Yet we can waste many days, weeks, or months, even years, focusing on things outside of our control. We can never control another person's behavior. And neither can your spouse, as I mentioned. It's really impossible. So it's all about what can you do to bring about a change in them, and also what can you control? Focus on what you can control. And you may feel like right now, if you're suffering with a difficult in-law, I can't control anything. Well, this is what you can control. You can control how much time you spend with them. You can control topics that are off limits for discussion. You can say, I'm not going to talk about this. And you can allow their behavior to really get to you, or you can lessen its impact on you. So those are what you can control. The next thing is not to take it personally. People's reactions to us are never really about us. They're projections. Issues and past experiences reflected onto us. Steve, I work with, took time to find out what issues his wife's family had. He asked about their childhood, their parents' upbringing, which gave him a better perspective on their financially controlling behaviour and a tough love approach when it came to feeding and disciplining his children. The most common issue with in-laws come from their difficulties of letting go of their children. It can be hard for a parent to let go, and whilst it might drive you crazy, if you think about it, they're just wanting to be needed and feel important. This is what happens time and time again. When a parent is over-involved in the family life, or a cousin or a sibling, what does that person have in their life? And when you look at what that person has in their life, often maybe there's things in their life that they can't control. Maybe their life is a little bit empty and you're all they've got. And that's why they're controlling. Or sometimes that's because that's how they've been brought up and that's the only way they know how to operate. They feel insecure. They feel less than if they're not in control. They feel scared if they're not in control. And when we look at it from this side, we can really look at it from a place of love and have compassion for them. And then everything changes in the relationship. And often the first and the best thing you can do, and this would be my advice if you're struggling with this, is to really think, what do they need to feel? In most cases, they need to feel important. They need to feel like they matter. They need to feel that they have good advice. They need to feel that they have a good way of bringing up the children, for example. So if you want to be friends with them, if you want them to be on your side and supportive of you, you need to be supportive of them, thanking them, saying, wow, you've done such a great job with the children. Wow, you know, thank you so much. You've got really good ideas on finances. Make them feel good. When you make them feel good, they're going to want to work with you in your relationship. They're going to want to work with you in your family life. And then once you're in a place of being friends and being close, respecting one another, then you can say effortlessly, would you mind if we saw a bit less of you on the weekend because we've got this and this planned? But we really value you and we'd really like you to come round at this time. Then they're going to be far more accepting. When we stop fighting and when we open our arms to them and say positive things to make them feel good enough and important, when we flatter their ego rather than trying to fight against it and attack, you see a rapid change. And when I go through this with the countless men and women I've worked with, they're amazed. They're like, yes, you're really true. They really are changing. Their harshness has melted away. We're now close. And this is what you want. A life is too short to be stressed or having difficult relationships. So learning how to deal with your in-laws is essential for a happy life. And if you practice compassionate communication and understanding in all your affairs, you stand a far better chance of living in this peace and having a blissful marriage. And lastly, don't forget that you're in this together. So whilst it's best you communicate directly, doesn't mean that you can't get support from your spouse if you're struggling with this. So I hope you really like this. And if you are struggling with this or anything else in your relationship right now, if you're confused about what to do, then do book a free strategy consultation with me, where we'll look at where you are now in your relationship and where you want to go. I'll give you a number one tool to turn your relationship around. And I can't tell you what that tool is now or in any of my podcasts, because I will listen to you. I will work out where you are and what's going to help you based on your unique situation. And you can ask me any questions you like on your relationship. So if this appeals to you, you can book a free call for me. I'm not going to sell you anything. At the end of the call, if you are interested and you want to ask me about how I work with people one-to-one or how my Empowered Love Formula 21 audio program works, you can ask me. And if you don't want to ask me, if you just want to get some advice, that's absolutely fine too. I really want everyone to have blissful relationships and a blissful life. So from my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.